65 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50, and it's time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning. With our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS put out its crop progress report for the week ending August 12th. The numbers look like this for the corn crop on a national basis. 56% rated good to excellent, unchanged from last week. Some selected states, Illinois coming in at 73% good to excellent, down 4 percentage points from a week ago. Indiana, 43%, down 1. Iowa, 64, up 3. Nebraska, 78, up 2. And Minnesota at 33, up 8 percentage points from last week. For soybeans, the national average there, 56% good to excellent, unchanged from a week ago. Illinois coming in at 62%, minus 6. Indiana, 40, minus 4. Iowa, 71, plus 6. Ohio, 43, plus 3. Minnesota, 45, plus 4 from last week. All the key numbers on our website at WILOAG.org. Click on the USDA report link. The Midwest direct hog markets are called steady to weaker today on slow packer demand and ample supplies of animals available to fill the plants. Terminals are called steady to weaker with top prices from $47 to $50. Peoria called $1 to $1.50 weaker today, with a top price of $50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, August 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,463 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 60.75 to 74.75. The weighted average, 69.68, a loss of $1.84 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47 to $58.50. The weighted average was $53.46. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $15,734. The base price range was $61 to $77.50. The weighted average, $71.54, a gain of 54 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.89 to $56.34, and the weighted average was $52.69. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 meteorologist Scott Althoff. And Scott, as I look off to my right at the rain meter, I see we've got over a quarter inch of rain this morning here on Friends Plaza.
Yes, sir. We had. I mean, we need that rainfall too, since we only had about 7/10 here at WILL so far this month. But bumped that up to about almost 3/10 now here at WILL. We may pick up a couple more tenths before the rain will move off to the south and east. It's actually dissipating rather quickly now as this complex of thunderstorms slowly falls apart. But more showers and thunderstorms will be possible later today and tonight, and we may see another round of heavier showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. Now, strong storms produce locally heavy rain overnight from east central Minnesota through Wisconsin into northern Illinois. Rainfall reached over 2 inches at Minneapolis, 1.13 inches at Eau Claire, and 1.06 at Park Falls, Wisconsin. Other showers occurred sporadically in parts of Iowa and from northeast of Missouri to Kentucky, with rainfall rarely more than the 1/15 of an inch. Coverage of measured rainfall was about 25%. High temperatures Monday afternoon were in the upper 70s in Asia in the north to 90s in southern areas. Today's forecast is very similar to that of yesterday, at least in the first week of the forecast. But the second week outlook has very extremely low confidence because the latest forecast model guidance being extremely divergent with the different models forecasting different scenarios for the tropics, Tropical Depression 4 for that matter. So a little bit uncertain for the two-week outlook. First week outlook will continue to be dominated by rain that should occur mostly north of central Missouri in the Ohio River Valley. Rainfall occurs today through Thursday will be locally great, but most of it will be on the light side. The rain event that follows during the weekend and Monday promised to produce some significant rainfall in Minnesota, Iowa, and immediate neighboring areas. Flooding may occur with this event, and some areas could end up with 3 inches or more of rain. Some of the greater rainfall from late in the weekend will also impact the eastern Midwest early next week. But this event may, too, only produce a limited amount of rain in lower parts of the production area, leaving crops near and south of the Ohio River Valley still in need of significant rain. Right now, Tropical Depression 4 is out about halfway between the Lesser Antilles and Africa, moving due west right now, and it's forecast to affect the northern Lesser Antilles over the weekend and then possibly approach the U.S. coast late next week. Right now, the best case will probably affect somewhere from the Carolinas up to, Georgia up to the Carolinas be the best bet where it may end up late next week. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, Monday was hot and dry across the Delta and Southeast. High temperatures in the Delta were mostly in the lower 100s, with extremes up to 106 in west central Mississippi. Highs in the Southeast were in the upper 90s and lower 100s, with a high of 105 in west central Alabama. Low this morning were in the 60s and 70s. Warm to hot temperatures and little to no rainfall will induce continued severe crop stress and yield reductions from the northern Delta through northern Georgia during the next week. A developing tropical cyclone in the Atlantic Ocean expected to become a tropical storm Dean later today and may have influence on weather in the southeastern states and possibly the Delta next week. The storm is still over a week away, so we'll have to watch that as it starts impacting the Midwest or the U.S., the Delta next week. We believe the most likely scenario is for the tropical cyclone to impact the Carolinas and Virginia before moving inland or northward along the Atlantic coast. However, it's still a week to 10 days away. We've got plenty of time to watch it there. In China, a building ridge of high pressure will take control of eastern China the remainder of this week. Little to no rain will fall across east central and northeastern portions of the nation. Showers and thunderstorms will continue frequently in southeastern parts of the nation from the lower Yangtze River Basin to southern coastal provinces. Some heavy rainfall is expected, but flooding should be limited to coastal areas. And that's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at $6.55, up a quarter, last trade up 12 and a quarter. December $6.71, down 3, last trade up 8 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at $6.69 and a quarter, up 2 and 3 quarters, last trade up 15 and a half. December $6.88 and a half, down 2, last trade up 11 and a half. September corn opened at $3.31, unchanged, last trade unchanged. December $3.49, unchanged, last trade down 3 quarters. March $3.64 and a quarter, unchanged, last trade down 2 and a quarter. September beans opened at $8.57 and a half, down 8 and a half, last trade down 2 and a half. November $8.94 and a quarter, down 2 and a half, last trade down 3 quarters. March $9.05, down 1 and a half, last trade down 1 and a half. August soybean meal opened at $2.35.50, down 10, last trade down 1.50. August soybean oil opened at $36.36, down 14, last trade down 14. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Is it raining over your way?
It's sprinkling here right now. We've got enough to wet the street, and that's it. It's pretty well stopped.
Let's look at the markets. Begin with the wheat market, which overnight had some impressive double-digit gains after coming lower than yesterday's close or coming close to it.
Well, we're looking at Syria canceled some wheat sales that it made to Egypt, and Egypt's going to have to go elsewhere to buy that wheat, probably going to have to come here, just showing how tight supplies are and where there's not as much wheat around to be found by people needing to buy it.
Wheat has been stair-stepping its way up, and it's on the bottom part of the step. Is it going to go down at this point, or we got another leg up here?
I think we'll have another leg up. We hit 7, 10.5 here 3 or 4 days ago and then bounced back 20, 30 off of it. Wouldn't be surprised to see it go back up to that number, maybe go through it, and then come back down again. Don't think it's going to go just straight up. I think it's back and forth.
Turn your attention to the corn, please.
Corn a little lower today. A little bit of rain in parts of the Midwest, especially the north, and that's helping hold it down and push it down a little bit. Down 1 to 2 is the call today. We were down, 1.5 yesterday and down another 3/4 last night.
And soybeans?
Soybeans yesterday made the nice move up but couldn't hold it last night. We're down a little bit. and the rain that we're getting in the Midwest will help tremendously soybeans where we get any rain. The question is, how much are we going to get?
Are we putting a head and shoulders top in the November chart?
I don't think we are. I think that's yet to come down the road.
All right. Turn your attention over to the Merck. What are you seeing there today, sir?
We're looking at unchanged up on cattle firming, and we're looking at two-sided trade on the hogs. Still looking to buy breaks, thinking that we'll bounce up on the hogs.
And that on ideas that China will be in the market for hogs at some time in the future?
Yeah, they bought some, and they're expected to buy more. It's still unknown what they lost in numbers or what they're losing. You don't really get much information out of that country.
Thank you very much, Pete. You have a grand day today.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.